Hello and welcome to Bring Into Being. Have you ever thought to yourself, I want to feel better, but you just don't know how? Well, then this is the place for you. Here you will find practical tips, information, education, and some fun and play around self-empowerment and learning how to connect with your body, connect with your emotions, your thoughts and beliefs, and make some changes that will lead to feeling better. My name is Julie Chapman, and I am your host. I'm thrilled that you're here. So let's get started. Welcome to episode 3 of Bring Into Being. I'm your host, Julie Chapman, and I'm so excited that you've joined me this week, where we will be covering the topic of neuroplasticity in the brain, and where your thoughts and beliefs come from. This is a huge topic, and I'm just going to be taking a little peek at it with you. And why is this topic important? Well, there are a few good reasons. One is that thought can trigger emotion, which of course we have learned can also trigger into physical discomfort and pain if that emotion does not get the chance to process. So noticing the thoughts is very important. Another important reason is that many of our thoughts, in fact, up to 95% of our thoughts, are actually considered subconscious thoughts. And it's good to take a look and listen in and see whose voice you're actually hearing, who's running the show, who is making the decisions in the background. It could very well be that the thoughts that you have believed your entire life simply are not true. So let's get into this. I'm sure you've heard of the conscious brain and the subconscious brain. The conscious brain, the conscious thought that we use every single day, is thought of as more of the logical brain. It is the part of the brain that we would use to do math or solve problems or plan your trip itinerary, things that are kind of patterned and logical and sequential. Here in the conscious thought, we actually have the ability to direct it. We can control it and manipulate it for our best use. But this is only about 5% of the use of our brain in the conscious thought. The other 95% is in subconscious thought. And as it says, it's under the consciousness. So we can be aware of it, but we're not typically aware of it. We can listen in, but we don't typically do that. And the subconscious thought, the subconscious part of our brain, and our beliefs develop usually from birth to around 10 or 11 years old. The language that was used around us, the things that our caregivers told us, or other adults or children in school with us, become the things that we believe about ourselves. We don't have the understanding at that young age to recognize that perhaps these comments are not true. And what happens is they begin to develop our identity, the identity that we carry with us for the rest of our lives. The things that we believe about ourselves, about others, about the world around us, determine our life experience. All of our decisions, all of the choices we make, even to which partner to choose or which career to go after, comes down to what we believe about ourselves. Now think about that. It comes down to what you were told about you when you were 5 years old, 7 years old, 10 years old. Do you want your whole life based on that? And is it even true? So this is where it's very, very important to start to have a stillness practice, even just a few minutes each day, to notice what is the chitter chatter? What is the language? Who does it sound like? You might be surprised to hear your mother's voice or your father's voice or the bully from school or that teacher. You may recognize some of the phrases and realize when you pay attention to it or bring your awareness to it that it's not even relevant. It doesn't make sense, and it's not who you actually are today. In fact, it was probably never who you were. So, for an example, if you are an adult now that is a perfectionist, you may find, by tapping into your subconscious thoughts, messages from your youth where perhaps you were compared to an older sibling who was always doing very well academically, or more beautiful, or better at sports. Or perhaps you had very strict parents, and the only way to gain any kind of kind word or approval was in being perfect. I'm not saying this is you, but there is a chance for some of you listening that this is the case. And there are many more examples, of course. You could look at some of your behaviors, some of the things that you believe as an adult, and just kind of tap in and see, can you pull out that one belief that fits with the behavior that you are running even today? Now, please understand, I am in no way intending to insult or blame any parent. All I'm saying is, as a young child, your comprehension of a comment from a loved one could be skewed as well. So, how do we begin to notice those thoughts? How do we tap into the subconscious thoughts when they're subconscious? A good way is to begin with a mindfulness practice, a stillness practice. See if you can sit even for 5 minutes a day just to notice the chatter. I'm not even saying send the chatter away like a meditation. I mean, just snoop on the chatter. What's being said behind your back? You're allowed to snoop. It's you you're snooping on. And just notice, is there a repetitive language or comment or self-criticism that just naturally crops up for you? Another good way, if you like to journal or write, is to have a journal nearby, and while you sit quietly and listen, you could do a practice of writing every single negative thought that comes through your mind. This can be quite an eye-opening exercise when you actually put those comments with pen to paper and look at them and read them. It may surprise you to what extent the negative thoughts or self-criticism exists within you. Is this the kind of language that you would speak to someone that you love dearly? And chances are the answer is no. The other question to ask is any of it beneficial to you? Does it serve you? Does it help you to improve your life experience? If the answer is no, then it's time to throw those thoughts in the dumpster. It's time for a dumpster fire. So how do we do that? Well, first is the awareness. It always comes back to awareness. Have you noticed that? And sometimes the awareness could be, I'm noticing that I'm breathing shallowly. Okay, so there's something triggering my desire to breathe shallowly. What's going on? What might I be thinking? Or it could just be taking the moment, as I said, to just kind of check in and notice what the language is. You can begin by recognizing that probably most of what you're hearing is not true. And then you can start to work on replacing the thought, that negative thought, with something more positive and more accurate and definitely more correct for who you are today. This is called neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity in the brain is the brain's ability to change. And what is beautiful about this is even if you've had a negative kind of self-critical thought that was planted in your head since you were 5 years old and you're 55 years old now, you can still change that thought. Now, I'm not talking about erasing that kind of pathway in your brain that already exists. I think that would be very difficult. What I am talking about is creating a new pathway, a new thought, that when you return to it more often, it becomes quicker and easier for your brain to access that thought. It's kind of like when you see a trail in the forest, and the trail that has been run on lots is clear, It's wide. It's easy to access. Let's pretend that's that negative self-critical belief or thought that you've had for a long time. It's really easy to get onto that trail. You can go there very quickly and very easily, no matter where you are. But let's think about cutting in a new trail in that forest. And that new trail, we're going to try to get ourselves on that trail more often. So when we feel the desire to take that first step into the negative trail, we say, no, we're going to go to that new trail. And the more that we use the new trail, that new pathway in our brain, the easier it becomes. So in our example, then it becomes clear and open and easy to access. And what happens is the other trail, the negative trail, now starts to grow brambles over it or cover in a little bit. It doesn't mean it's not still there. It will most likely always be there. And it can be reactivated. The trick is to try your very best to return to that new neural pathway, that new thought, that new supportive thought that is true about who you are today. There's a saying that says, neurons that fire together, wire together. And so it's not really going to be very selective whether it's a good thought or bad thought. If you're firing, if you're giving energy and your attention to that negative thought, those neurons in your brain literally start connecting with each other. There's actual video evidence of this, and it's kind of interesting. The same, though, the good news, the same goes for that positive thought or that positive habit or the positive behavior or belief. The neurons that fire together wire together. So if you're able to bring yourself into a place of having some positive thought that you can return to consistently and in a repeated manner, you will be able to access it. Those neurons will fire together. And again, it'll be easier and quicker to access it. And you'll be able to stay in those thoughts longer as well. Here's neurons firing together and wiring together in a really obvious and clear example. When you have learned a new language, when you have learned to play an instrument, these have been times where you have created new neural pathways in your brain to be able to accomplish those tasks. You've done it already. You've done it a million times. If you are able to objectively look at your current life and see the places where you are feeling maybe a little stuck or that you're not progressing or moving forward in the way that you would like to, this is where a limiting belief will be found, because otherwise you wouldn't be stuck, right? You could also think of it in the reverse. You could think of all the places in your life where you really have shone, you've succeeded, you feel good, you feel self-empowered. This is also a self-belief. This is also what you believe about yourself. So I would suggest looking at both. Don't just look at the negative, look at the positive as well, because I'm sure you have many beliefs about yourself that are very positive and strong and actually serve and support you in your life. The limiting beliefs can be easy to find, usually around finance, career, the kind of partner we choose for ourselves. Once again, if you're feeling stuck in any area, any of those areas, it's possible that there is a limiting belief for you to explore. You may have heard of positive phrasing or affirmations, and these can be a useful tool in creating the new neural pathways that are positive and reinforcing. And maybe you know this already, but there is a specific way to create those positive phrases or affirmations, and a specific way to practice them. So the first step in creating a positive phrase or an affirmation is that it must be written in the current tense. It has to be present tense. So it can't be, I wish that I had a better job. It has to be current, as though you already have the better job. So instead of, I wish I had a better job, the phrase would be, "My work gives me meaning and purpose. I am paid well and respected by my colleagues." Now, don't worry if your chitter-chatter brain says, "No, you don't. This is silly. This won't work." That's okay. Let it chitter-chatter. That's fine. You are creating a new neural pathway. So it's okay if it sounds a little strange to say it at first because it's not currently happening for you. That's okay. The brain really only understands present tense anyway. So speaking in the present tense, speaking as though it's currently happening. And here's the bonus, saying it with a feeling. If you can attach a feeling, a physical sensation in your body while you're repeating the phrase to yourself, this will actually kind of give it a power boost. So if I'm saying, "I have work that is meaningful and I have purpose, I'm respected and I make good money from it," and then I can visualize that and feel how that would feel. It would feel good to make money, to be respected, to be doing something that I love. The freedom, the excitement, the opportunity, all of those feelings, those emotions, if you can bring those into your body while you're repeating the phrase, the neurons will activate and wire together a little faster. And who doesn't love to visualize that dream job or career or person anyway? It's fun to think about regardless, as long as you don't let the negative thoughts come in and kind of take over. As soon as that happens, walk away from the exercise. Ooh, and also, don't do a double negative in your phrase. For example, "I won't eat cake anymore. I want a healthy body." "Won't eat cake" is kind of a double negative and confusing to the brain. And all the brain hears is, "I eat cake." So be careful with your wording. The phrasing is important. And we're going to do a little exercise here in just a moment. But first, just a quick recap. Conscious thought is the thought that we can manipulate and choose. Subconscious thought is 95% of our automatic and our kind of underlying thoughts and beliefs, identity, and they have been established for a very long time and require some attention or awareness to be brought in order to hear what is being said. And then we have neuroplasticity, which is the brain's ability to create new neural pathways. Meaning you have the power to create new neural pathways, positive thoughts, positive beliefs, and a more accurate identity for yourself that is current for who you are today. And then we also talked about positive phrases or affirmations, how we can create those new neural pathways by a current present tense phrase said as though you already are experiencing that thing, with attached emotion, a feeling, and possibly a visualization, if you like that. And the reason this is important for you is because this is how you create change for yourself in your life. If you are able to bring your awareness to those thoughts that are running in the background, that are literally running your life, that you can find the places where perhaps there's a limiting belief that's holding you back, and create new pathways, new positive thoughts that are real and current, then that changes everything. That's a game changer, right? So on that note, let's have a quick practice together, just a little meditation or mindfulness practice. You can be seated or laying down for this. Just get yourself comfortable and find yourself a quiet space where you can relax without interruptions for about 5 or 10 minutes. So let's just begin by taking 3 deep breaths together. Inhale slowly through your nose, fill your lungs completely, and then exhale gently through your mouth, imagining that all tension is being released. Inhale, take in, receive, and exhale, let go, release. Just notice your body settling as you bring your awareness to your breath. And now let your breath return to its natural rhythm. And as you settle into this moment, bring your awareness to your body. And notice any areas that might feel tense or tight. And imagine your breath moving into these spaces, expanding, bringing relaxation and release. And as you continue to breathe deeply and naturally, I invite you to repeat the following positive phrases to yourself. You can do it either out loud or silently in your mind. And with each positive phrase, visualize yourself believing and embodying these statements fully, as though I am telling you this about you. I am worthy of love and respect. Feel the truth of these words as warmth spreading through your heart. I am worthy of love and respect. I am worthy of love and respect. I accept myself exactly as I am right now. Envision yourself embracing all aspects of who you are with kindness and compassion. I accept myself exactly as I am right now. I accept myself exactly as I am right now. I am capable of achieving my goals. Imagine yourself moving forward with confidence and determination. I am capable of achieving my goals. I am capable of achieving my goals. I am surrounded by love and all is well. Picture yourself enveloped in a comforting light, signifying the love that surrounds you from friends, family. I am surrounded by love and all is well. I am surrounded by love and all is well. With each day, I grow stronger and more resilient. See yourself handling challenges with grace and learning from each experience. With each day, I grow stronger and more resilient. With each day, I grow stronger and more resilient. Spend a few moments letting these positive phrases sink deeply into your subconscious. Each time a doubt or a negative thought arises, you can acknowledge it and then let it go and return your focus to the positive thought. And now slowly you can begin to bring your awareness back. You could notice the sounds that you can hear around you, or the feel of the air on your cheeks, or notice the surface that is supporting you. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and carry the feelings of self-love and confidence with you into the rest of your day. You can return to these positive phrases anytime you need a reminder of your worth and capability. And before we end, something to note. If you noticed any kind of anger or frustrated feeling with any of those phrases, that's something to return to and explore. If when I said I am capable of achieving my goals, if that just felt like activating or triggering in some way, this is a place for you to take a deeper look, shine some light there, and let go of anything that is limiting you. You are deserving of all good things, and you absolutely have the power and ability to create change for yourself and live the life that you dream of. Thank you so much for joining me. Again, I'm your host, Julie Chapman, and this has been episode 3 of Bring Into Being. I hope you will return for episode 4 next week. And in the meantime, feel free to subscribe or support the channel. I also will add some links for further explorations in the notes of the episode. Take good care, my friends.